Oh, now we're live. How you feeling?
Excellent, my brother.
You feeling good?
I feel real good.
We've got bowl picks.
It's bowl time. Regular season's done.
It's bowl.
Heisman's done.
It is bowl time.
Shoot.
Some of you are going to be smoking a bowl. It's Friday night. We're doing this live.
We always do it live.
We're going to pick every bowl game right now.
Okay? Why? Because we can.
Because we can, and it's Friday night. It's
Friday night.
All right. Let's. We got to get our theme music going. Ready? Oh, no. Can't locate theme music. Oh, no. Wait, hold on. I got this. Which game are we going with first? Why don't you tease that out while I troubleshoot?
Going with first? You local.
You got to get that soup cooler on the mic there, man. Yeah.
The number one game we're going to go. It's not number one game, but the game we're going to talk about first, you're going to let me pick. We're going to go with, keep it local, the Birmingham Alabama Bowl, South Florida Texas Tech. Your boy Cliff Kingsbury facing the hometown.
What?
South Florida Bulls.
We're talking about that one first?
Listen, we said we're going to keep it random. I'm keeping it real random. I'm keeping the local folks happy, baby. They
Yeah.
And guess what? I got South Florida winning this game.
Really?
Absolutely.
What?
Tell Cliff Kingsbury his offense is outdated.
Well, look, he could he's probably still hungover from like a Fish concert or something.
And he probably partied with
too
with,
much pussy.
He actually partied with Baker after he won the Heisman, I bet.
Oh man. He
let him go.
Baker is the new he's the new Kingsbury.
Baker's legend, man.
Yeah.
God. Well,
so I mean I picked him as a Heisman winner back in
Don't be like me. You know, if you listen to the episode from week one when this season started this year, I picked him.
You got to find that.
I don't care. It's on tape. I'm saved. I'm going to find it right now.
That's how you tease, guys. That's how you tease the show.
Or correct a mistake. That's all I can do, mama.
Yeah, hotty totty, God Almighty, this is the Triple Option Podcast. We just I like that little intro tease before we get started kind of thing. I think we got to do that, even though we've got
more.
Like two more episodes this season.
It's,
but
you know what it reminds me of? It's like Pardon the Interruption, where they're kind of talking after they've done their thing before it goes to commercial, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I kind of didn't get why they did that on a show that had the clock going.
Good point.
Like, they're always stressed for time, and they would, as a small market fan, a small market team fan, I'd always get pissed because they'd have, like, something about the Tampa Bay Bucks, and then just they'd never get to it.
True.
It'd be the last story because it's not that important. And they'd be like, oh, we ran out of time, fuck it, and just skip right over
Keep it moving.
Yeah, they're like, Brad Johnson wears gloves while he plays football. And then they're like, we got to go. All right, so we're going to pick every bowl game. We wanted to start with some of the more interesting ones first because we don't want to lose any listeners that are watching this,
correct,
listening to this. Hey, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify,
Stitcher,
Podbay, your mom's purse.
Yes, we're not on Podbean. Podbean, step your game up because I can't find
we're not,
a good option.
We're on Podomatic. That's our host, but and then we're on YouTube and obviously Facebook page if you're watching this on there. We're doing this live on a Friday night. And, you know, this show is brought to you by Grasshopper.
Always.
The entrepreneur's virtual phone system.
The lifeblood.
Look, man, if you're running a business or you're doing something, like you're doing that side hustle thing and everything's pinging to your phone, your personal phone, you need something so that when you call, you don't just go, hey, this is Steve. What up? Like,
leave a message.
Right. Like, you can't just pick up your business line like that.
No, you can't.
You know, you have to say the name of the business at least.
Yeah,
like,
clients ain't about that life.
Right. So you need to look legit. We've got a lot of tools to make you look legit. And Grasshopper's that tool. Like, I've had a second line ever since anytime I have a side business or I'm doing something different, you got a website that has a phone number on it and it's your personal number. You're just waiting for assholes to call you all the time.
That's true.
You get scam artists that they do the thing where they get the first three digits of your phone number when they call now. Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
Because it makes me pick it up. Because I go,
it's like they screen you for that.
Yeah. And it's, well, they know we're so narcissistic that if we see the first, you see the area code in the first three digits that you're like, hey, am I calling myself? You know, like, just so dumb, but you do it. It's got to work. So Try grasshopper.com/sweat or 3XO. Doesn't matter. Either one. It all comes back to this podcast. We reinvest in this. Get better guests, maybe. Maybe we get some guests in the off season. I don't know.
Could we do any better than we already have?
I don't know. We don't need them.
Don't need them.
You know, maybe we get a Barry Alvarez or Jonathan Vilma or something like that.
Or Mike Weber.
I just watched the You Part 2 the other night.
So did I. It was on Wednesday night, Thursday night. I was watching it too and I was working.
Yeah. You know,
it's so much better of a doc than I thought it was, by the way.
I want to talk about it for a second because I had no one to talk to about this because it was like 3 a.m. and I was watching it. They had 38 guys on one team go to the NFL something.
Yes. And like, I think it was 19 of them were first round picks.
Something like they like broke the 15. Record by like six.
Exactly.
I forgot about all that. I forgot about Al Blades, who used to be one of my favorite players.
Uncle Luke, you remembered about though.
Oh yeah, I know about Uncle and Trick Daddy, of course.
Rain that cash, Trick Daddy.
I love like Butch Davis. Like I put someone's headphones on and I heard. I was like, "What is this?" And he's like, "That's Trick Daddy." And he's like, "Oh man, this. I thought I knew. I thought I could hang with everybody." Like,
oh, Butch
are
Davis.
You serious? Yeah, I know. What era are you from? Like.
You just lost your.
Are you from the 50s?
From the Belglades area.
You know what was interesting? I saw the part where he was like, "I regret taking that job at the Browns." You rarely see that, even in a documentary sense. You rarely see a head coach like talk.
His bank account doesn't regret it though.
Yeah, but you rarely hear those guys say they made a mistake like that.
I know it takes a while before you admit something like that.
I wonder if our boy Billy Corbin, who did Cocaine Cowboys, did that one too. Because I know he did the first one.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think he did that one.
He follows me on Twitter. He's retweeted me before.
You should ask him.
Ron Contour pictures, man. I'm all about that. I'm about that life, so if you were running a business, if you were trying to make films and you had a business phone number, try grasshopper.com/sweat, like Keith Sweat, right?
That's right. And Billy Cohen directed the U.
Yeah, Billy Corbin. Is that what I said?
Cohen.
Corbin.
You said Corbin. I'm telling you, Cohen is the one who directed it.
Though. Cohen?
Directors, Billy Cohen, Alfred Spellman.
What was it, Ron Contour Pictures? Because that's Corbin's...
Ron Contour, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Look what it says.
So there's a Cohen...
There's a Billy Cohen and Alfred Spellman.
Click on the Cohen because now I have to know. Like,
did you have the name?
Has
wrong?
He been a
the guy
well,
who retweeted you?
Look, man, I'm
Billy Cohen from Fort Myers, Florida.
Did he do
books? Cocaine Cowboys, Explicit History of Miami's Drug Rush.
Did he direct it?
Says he wrote the book. Says he has a production company that did it. And yes, it did say he also directed it.
What? Oh, so he changed his name to Cohen? I thought it was Corbin. All right.
I think you're just wrong on that one. Who cares?
I've been doing a bit on stage about sleep and how it's fucked up, and I'll run it by on this podcast before we get into it.
Excellent.
Because why not?
Because we can.
Because, all right, so sleep's fucked up, right? Like, we both have little kids. You don't sleep that much. You're a weirdo like John Gruden, but, I need like 6 hours. I'm fine. That's not asking a lot. A lot of people need like 9.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, you're right. My wife's like that.
Women need more sleep. I think I saw some like research about that. They need a little bit more sleep for whatever reason.
4, maybe 5. I'm good. I'll keep it pushing.
Look, if I get 5 straight now, I'm like.
Fuck, I stole time. When I did
right. it was a daylight savings. I got an extra hour. I'm like, what happened? So sleep's so fucked up now that like. I was thinking about it. It feels like you're drunk all the time kind of thing.
True.
When you had like 3 in a row that you just got like 2 hours. I averaged 2 hours 3 nights in a row, and I was just like, oh, my God.
And then when you lift or do a workout when you're doing
your heart's like, what are you doing? You're not The Rock. You can't do this shit.
What's up with this right here?
We're going to clean that up.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that.
Sorry, we're good.
That's your business website.
We're good. We're just talking business.
I didn't know that was live. No one's looking at it at 10 o'clock at night. I can't stop now while we're doing the pod.
No, do it now. No, I'm kidding.
I probably can. Probably won't. You go on a rant and I will.
No, we got to pick picks, what people are watching for before we lose
them. Look, sleep is fucked up. And the first thing you do when they catch you in another country as a prisoner of war is they make you sit up as torture.
Correct.
They
not
won't let
sleep.
You sleep.
Yeah.
That's why all new parents are shitty. Yeah. Right?
Play loud music nonstop.
Right.
For like 48 hours straight so that you don't get any sleep. Like,
and no one, I said this last night, and it didn't really cross anybody's mind. I had to be like, this is the first thing they do, every country. That's why every new parent sucks. That's why anybody who has a kid, you should just like, yeah, you got to give them a pass no matter what.
Correct.
Because you're probably not going to see them anyway. But and they're going to be dead to you as a friend pretty much. But my thing is also like, then you start going, well, you know, my wife's going to watch both the kids. Okay. I get my own night. And then you can't sleep when you get the night to yourself. And it's like, fuck, okay.
Or you want to do
I'm going to take some ZZZ-quil.
Yes, that's the only way around
it. And my favorite thing about ZZZ-quil that exists, because I love that Vicks, the Vicks company, corporation, whatever, was like, look, we know why you're here. Like, we know you're getting those DayQuil, NyQuil packages honest. And using all the NyQuil. Like, look, we know why you're here. Why don't you get some purple drink? It's called ZZQuil.
If only we could sell back those extra DayQuil packs, but they don't let us do that.
I finally took DayQuil for the first time ever. I used to just stack that shit when I was taking NyQuil to go to sleep. It's just like, what am I going to – look, I'll tough it out. All right, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So what did we have first, the USF Birmingham?
Yeah, I want to pick local. I got the Birmingham, Alabama Bowl. I got South Florida beating Texas Tech, straight up.
But no, we got to do it with the lines, man.
You go ahead, but you know I don't do that. But I'll leave that to you.
Well, in this game, we have to do it.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just saying all I
you
care
about
is who
winner.
Wins the
you
game.
You can do both.
Yeah, of course.
What number is that? What game?
That's number 11.
11. So that's a 2.5 favorite by USF. It's on the 23rd. Yeah, I'm going to take USF because I think they have more pros to prove.
Thank you.
But I'm going to take it with a spread. So
I think the quarterback throws 500 yards in this game. Texas Tech's defense, by the way, gives up so many passing
now,
yards.
Now, do I start
Flowers runs wild
quitting Flowers in my championship of my top 25 league over Baker Mayfield? That's something to think about.
Matchup-wise, I mean, look at the defense they're playing against. Baker's playing against Georgia first round.
I know. It's like the best defense. So
I think Flowers is a smarter play.
Yeah, he's going to run for 100 probably and like throw for
450.
Yeah, something crazy. Something. So. I think he's got something to prove. That's why.
Oh yeah.
Not that Baker doesn't, but he might party first.
Nah, he's focused, man.
I don't know. It's he's going to LA, so who knows? What's the next game you got? You're thinking. I like how this is tiered out too. So
I like TCU Stanford in the Alamo Bowl, Thursday, December 28th.
I've got a rant in the back pocket about how many bowl there's too many bowl games. It's just this.
I feel
insane.
Like we've had that rant before.
Oh, I repeat.
But you are 100% correct.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat. Rants.
I could eliminate 65% of these games that I don't give a shit about.
Well, all right, fine. We're getting in it.
I love having football on those times. You're like, okay, good. There's a game on every day. I can have it on the background. No matter what I'm doing. That's cool. But do I care about what happens in the Bahamas Bowl between Ohio Bobcats and the UAB Blazers? No, I don't.
I wish,
you know,
this had
mean?
The sponsorship shit on there. It's the Popeyes fried chicken, I think. The Popeyes
Bahamas Bowl?
Bahamas Bowl. Here's my
That's
thing.
That's true. The sponsors are the best.
When you have too many bowl games, it's like a participation trophy.
It's exactly what it is.
It doesn't mean anything. And I don't know how much money you're actually making on some of these shittier ones.
Some are making low six figures. Some are making several million. It's true. Here's the big thing,
though.
But
it though. Means it's meaningless if you win six games. I think some teams went when they're like 5-7.
I don't know about that. I thought you had to be six games to be bowl eligible unless they're hurting to find teams to get in.
I feel like the bigger because if you have a 5-7 bigger program, let's say you had a badass quarterback that went down and then.
Actually, there's no team on here that has five wins. I've just looked through them all.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Yeah, that's six
maybe
wins.
Maybe I made
or
that up like Billy Corbin.
You definitely made that up like Billy Corbin.
But
excellent.
But my or 6-7. That's what I meant.
You have to have six wins. That's
but
there's
6-7. That's you're a loser.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be in a fucking bowl game.
6-6, still in.
I know, but 6-7, you can. The people are still have done it.
Yes, correct.
That's what I'm saying. Like
not this year though.
You're a fucking loser. You're a loser team. You shouldn't be in a.
You
bowl
are below
game.
500.
Right.
And you're in a bowl.
You should have to win six
team.
And be at 500 or above.
Fair enough.
But fuck that. You should be seven. You should have to win seven games. Like you should. Have to be a winner. Only pick winners for the bowl.
Well,
games.
That would eliminate 40% of the bowl games because so many teams in here are 6-6.
But like, who gives a fuck about the Idaho Potato Bowl? Like, the players do not give a fuck unless they're really trying to get to the pros.
Wyoming's gonna have a first round quarterback playing that game. I'd actually watch that game.
Look, I'll watch as many as I can.
He's not gonna play hurt. I heard his dad wants to hold him out.
I put it in
hurt.
The office. I put it on while I'm working.
Love that. That's what I mean. It's good to have football in the background every day.
Look, when you're in college, it's awesome because you're on break and there's something going on. You're just all you're doing is partying every day anyway.
But here's the thing: why they really have these? You know this, right? It's really to give the NFL execs an extra game of tape to be able to see these guys play, and they can start
to
sorting.
Have more free.
Well, here's
work.
Why. No, but listen. Here's why. On a Saturday, you can only watch so many games in college football. They're really looking for their, obviously, their first, second round picks. A lot of these lower level tiered bowl games, you're going to find you know, your sixth, seventh round picks, you know, because you finally have some time to watch a game because it's on during the weekend or during the holidays and you're not working. So you'd be surprised how much these games help out the pros to do scouting. That's one of the real reasons why they've increased the bowl game ass. People don't realize that, but it's true.
That in an age of DVR, I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense to
me.
Well,
TV money obviously helps too.
That's it. There you go.
I mean, that's the number
one.
I mean, I didn't want to come out the gate with that one, but
let's find the wizard behind the curtain. That's the real one. It's all God damn it! That you part two about how that investigation went down. I was like, God.
Which one?
The college football. Well, the one that they were so there was
the Pell Grant scandal.
The one where they were completely, yeah, it was the
with
one,
Lamar Thomas.
The one they were so wrong about and fucked up so much that.
Oh, there were several. I can't keep trying.
But it was the one Mark Emmert was like such a dickbag about it. I can't remember, but.
I can't remember either.
All right. So we got to zoom through this. Alamo Bowl. TCU favored by 2.5 over Stanford. And as I read this,
I'm taking Stanford.
This bowl pick 'em. I know.
And the spread. Your boy Kenny Trill could have a big game, but. Dope.
Yeah, I'm taking underdog because they've kind of reeled back, and I wonder if the running back still hurt.
It's a good
for
spread
TCU.
Pick, but not a winner pick.
Yeah, you get 2.5 with right. Stanford. It's going to be close probably
because
TCU seems to play down to defensive teams when they play them. All right, I'll move us to the next one down,
Do
the
it.
Tax Slayer Bowl.
Another great name.
I don't know one person that's used Tax Slayer to do their taxes. TurboTax all the way, yeah. All day, son.
No, Messina, bro. That's what I use.
Well, shout out to
our
CPA.
Boy, hell yeah.
Wow. The only podcast will shout out their CPA. He said he'd come on here. That was the other guy.
10 o'clock at night to Friday. Yeah. Shouts out their CPA, baby.
Yeah.
My
what
guy.
Up, capital gains taxes? All right. Let's do this.
I'm taking the Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, from last year. From last year.
Who didn't get invited?
No, he got invited this year.
He did?
Of course. There was only three guys, like
Bryce,
I predicted.
Bryce Love got
no
invited.
No Love. I actually like Bryce Love now than what I did before.
Oh, my gosh.
But
you're a fucking
should not
John
have picked
Kerry flip-flopper. Louisville, Nixon. Favored by 6.5 over Mississippi State.
Louisville.
Where is this at? Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Dan Mullen's gone. I always look at coaches.
Yes.
I feel
their
like
quarterback's out. Fitzpatrick's out for the year. Remember, broke his leg.
Yep. I'd like to
this
see.
It's a no-brainer.
I'd like to see some stats correlating if a coach leaves, even if he's coaching that game.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how well those
bowl we'll
games.
Have some of those because Scott Frost is going to coach UCF in a big bowl game against Auburn.
There's got to be enough data now on this, right? Like
you don't need it, though. I'll tell you this. Louisville wins this game by 4 touchdowns. Take that to the bank, too.
That's your Fantetti guarantee?
Yeah, that's my guarantee, non-guarantee.
Allegedly, yeah. See how we did that with some legal.
I like that. Well, mm-hmm. I said guarantee, non-guarantee.
Right. No,
the
I heard it.
Clean.
It's recorded.
Let's just keep it home. Outback Bowl. In here in Tampa, Florida, I'll be there. Probably.
Yeah, I might go to this.
Michigan, South Carolina. We should go. We should get Chad.
I'm down. Do you, RIP Chad.
Yeah.
You have to say RIP if you're not here. But yeah,
I love that you said that.
Yeah, we should have kept the mic on the table like Elijah for Purim.
We got him right here. My bag is sitting on the empty chair.
That's for my Jewish college football fans. Let's say Michigan.
Happy Hanukkah.
Favored by 8. Yeah, I hope you like your colored pencils.
You're stupid.
You know that's what you get. Like the first 3 days
just
suck. You get colored pencils and like thumbtacks and shit.
How do you know that?
I have a lot of Jewish friends.
So
I hang out with comedians.
They don't talk about that.
You never asked them what they got for Hanukkah?
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
I should probably.
Really?
But none of them said colored pencils.
I guess I'm rudely curious about a lot of stuff.
I think a lot of yours are from the West Coast. Maybe that's why.
No, I got Jews. I got Jews all over this country, man.
Fair enough.
Let's see. Michigan favored by 8 over South Carolina. I can't believe South Carolina's 8-4. That's what's surprising.
No SEC team.
I'm really surprised they're in the Outback Bowl.
I don't want to take Michigan in this game, but I don't want to.
I'm going
to
take for the points
with no quarterback.
Right. And
South Carolina with a must champ defense.
Michigan looks so like they went from being like, oh shit, they're back. Like a couple years ago.
Does Harbaugh
back.
Take the Coles job like I predicted 2 years ago? Is it finally going to come to fruition?
He should, man. But. It's tough when it's your alma mater because
those
head coaches, you really only get one shot to go back to that one place.
I heard they want to give him a lifetime contract anyway, but we'll see if that happens.
I hope he wears khakis without a shirt.
I'm
part of the contract.
I'm picking South Carolina.
I'm going South Carolina because 8 points is too much.
Yeah, that spread's ridiculous.
Let's go Citrus Bowl, Orlando, Florida.
I asked Tony to go to this game. He goes, hell no, I ain't going to that game. Why not?
Man,
that's going to be a
good
game.
Most of the listeners don't know who this fucking Tony guy is. I don't even know who he is. Yeah. Fuck you, Tony. You've never showed up.
I love you, Tony. You're my boy.
He's a no-show.
You are a no-show.
Yeah. No-shows that you don't not show up to practice and then I get to know who you are. LSU, 9-3?
Yeah.
Favored by 3.
Beat Auburn.
I know.
Sorry.
I knew that was coming.
I know you did.
Favored by 3 over Notre Dame. Ugh, this is tough because Notre Dame has shown glimpses of...
I know.
They're so up and down. They're so volatile.
I'm taking SEC in this.
I am too.
They played each other 2 years ago at a bowl game at Yankee Stadium. And
I like Wimbush.
When Fournette was
there.
I know.
All right. Well, you pick the next one.
You want me to keep going down to the Cotton Bowl?
Well, we got to get some of these scrub ones out of the way. Let's do lightning round.
All right, I'll go north. We'll leave these last two or three then. I'm going to go up. Let me go up. I don't want to go to right now that I was curious to look at. Washington State, Michigan State for you Big Ten homers.
Washington State, Michigan State. What's the line on it? Where are you?
Three.
What number are you on?
24.
24.
9 p.m. game, San Diego. That's the 20th of December. That's beautiful. I'm telling you what, I'm going to take your boy, Mike Leach.
Oh, of course. Swing your sword, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Shook his hand before the...
Luke Falk's last game as a collegiate quarterback before he goes in the NFL and gets drafted in the fifth round.
And
I
my
like
boy,
this.
Treverius Martin, yep. The wide receiver on my fantasy squad, he's got a touchdown average a game, except for the one he got suspended for.
True.
North Carolina State, that team... All year that you're like,
I know
this is the tricky team. This is the trap game.
Everybody they play is like a trap game. It was a trap game.
And then they became too good. Like they went from underrated, overrated this year. They're favored by 6.5 over Arizona State with new head coach.
I'm taking them. Herm Edwards ain't coaching this game, so I'm taking North Carolina State.
You mean with his like cholo button up collared shirt? I bet he wears like the golf.
He's recruiting right now.
Yeah, but no, I bet when he coaches some of those hotter games in September, he's gonna wear his button up
all the way to
like
the neck
golf
polo.
Shirt. Yeah, he like if you did that shirt for
one
those watching,
button.
You'd look like you're like in a East LA gang.
No, bad day to wear plaid. It's cold out here. It's 60 degrees.
Hey,
in
you're
Tampa.
Looking girthy. The guns are looking girthy.
Appreciate,
man.
Appreciate that.
Let's see here. This one's going to be tough. I'm going to go North Carolina State because they have
really?
That badass H-back.
Yes.
That's 5'11". He's technically a tight end listed, but...
Plus, you're a defensive end. You like that was a Heisman runner,
I love him. Yeah, I like that guy. All the names escape me.
That guy.
No sleep, man.
The suit company in Dude, California. We no, still don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We
shut
still
up.
Love you guys.
Ooh, this is a sloppy episode.
It is.
Next one. Let's go Music City. Northwestern. 7.5 over Kentucky.
No, I'm taking Kentucky. SEC in this. Kentucky's better than the experts realize. I got Kentucky win this game by 10 points.
You know what shouldn't affect you picking bowl games is what you pick the before, right? So
yeah.
I'll go, man, I picked too many favorites. I got to get some underdogs in here. Like
really, I don't do that ever.
Really, you should. I always side like you. If it's a coin flip in your head, you
yes.
probably want to go with the underdog usually.
But you also pick spread, and I don't. So maybe that's
you
the
have
reason
to.
For your thing. I
that's,
don't.
That's
I can't
the game.
Do it. No, the game is who wins at the end of the day. It's all that matters.
This is for fun. We're not gambling
I know that.
Allegedly.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Of course. But I'm just saying I just pick winners in terms
if
of. If
you were to be in a different universe where you would gamble on spreads,
right.
that's.
Or if you just post this on your fridge to see how good you do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
Or a friendly handshake bet amongst podcast co-hosts.
Correct.
Internally. All right, let's go. Let's get some scrubs out of the way. Troy, the first bowl game, the one on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. This
North
thing
Texas?
Sucks.
I don't know why we're picking this game.
Because you have to do all of them.
I'm going to take North Texas.
North Texas with 6.5. I'll do that.
Go Green
as well.
Wave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Tulane.
they're the Mean Green, I think.
You're right. They are the Mean Green.
That's a pretty weak name.
The Cure Bowl. What the hell is
Western
that?
Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
I'm taking the
have
Hilltoppers.
You seen the Western Kentucky mascot, by the way?
I have.
The big
like the Kool-Aid
blob
guy.
Shit.
The Kool-Aid man.
He looks like his shitty brother. Like the Kool-Aid man was the one mom loves. And he's the, like
reject.
He's the brother that doesn't that didn't
adopted.
He did too many drugs in high school and just didn't get anything done and now he mopes around as a mascot.
Wow, that's really descriptive of you.
I've made a whole backstory.
This is an underrated game. Oregon, Boise State, don't sleep on the Las Vegas Bowl.
Well, you got a coach that just left in Oregon, and they were kind of coming back as far as a program is concerned. And then Boise State, you know, they probably should have won about two of those losses of the three.
I'll tell you why I'm picking Oregon.
Chad says no one gives a shit about Western Kentucky.
Did he just say that?
Yeah, you can comment in live time and I can see it.
But you got to be here, Chad. That's the thing, man.
No, but we want people to engage. Say whatever you want. If it's funny, I'll definitely say it.
Chad's right about that, though. I ain't going to lie.
This was lightning round and I got sidetracked with the Western Kentucky.
Well, listen, here's the thing why I'm picking Oregon.
Boise
in this
State
game.
All the way.
No, Oregon. Boise has nothing to do up there when you go to school. When they're in Vegas, they're going to get lost in the sauce and go out like Johnny Manziel.
No, man.
Oregon rested up, ready to go.
You don't know Boise State's strategy of recruiting people. They got all the shitheads that threw out of another program, and that's how they became Boise State.
True.
They got all the guys that were going to – four stars that went to USC, got kicked out, and they're like, hey, why don't you come up here? They did that. They were the first to like do that strategy.
True.
Them at Oregon kind of did it too.
That's true.
So Colorado State – favored by 5.5 over Marshall, New Mexico Bowl. Wow, that would be depressing to be in.
That would be.
Have you ever been to Albuquerque? It's kind of the shittiest city in America.
Breaking Bad was filmed there, though.
Yeah, a show about crystal meth.
Fair enough. I'm gonna take Colorado State.
And people driving Aztecs. Yeah.
I love Aztecs.
You would.
Not really.
I bet that's like the official Canadian car.
It's not. It's a Mountie horse.
Our main export is Aztecs. The car. All right.
Oh, I see a comment on here.
I'm going Colorado State. What do you got?
It says, what bowl game is Florida in, Chad Sweeting? What bowl game is
Chad
in?
Sweeting?
What bowl game is Florida in?
Florida. I'm scanning. I see Florida State.
Yeah.
It
was really a quick rhetorical question. They're not bowl eligible. Ooh, shots fired. That's all I was trying to do.
Oh, do you have a...
You made fun of my shirt.
Do you have a conspiracy theory, by the way?
About what?
For this...
This podcast episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a conspiracy theory, but I already said it.
Shout out to my comedian buddy who has a podcast called Tin Foil Hat. It's
love
all
that.
About conspiracies.
Stole it from us.
He'll be here. He's been in this office on Sweat Equity.
No, when's he coming back? Because we should do a pod about conspiracy. I want to be on this with him.
He'll be at the Tampa Improv New Year's Eve.
Are you going to have him on the pod?
Yeah, we're going to hang out.
Hey, no.
He's one of the best comics that's not super famous.
Him and I should do conspiracy theories 101 on this for a pod. We would crush that, bro.
You'd love his podcast.
I know.
It's really good.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make is, I already said it, was why they have so many bowl games. I said it was for the NFL scouts as a smokescreen for the TV. There, it's good as it got, but I already said it already.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Bill Lumberg.
We're going to have you come in on Sunday.
What's...
Arkansas State, 3.5 over Middle Tennessee.
What's the name
State?
Of that bowl game? Say it three times fast.
I can't read.
Camellia.
First off, I have a real problem reading out loud, so this is
So it's my 2-year-old
son. 8-point font. This is why I do stand up because I can't read. Like I go into auditions and be like, I can't read any of the cue card stuff.
True.
Camellia?
Yeah, Camellia.
Is it the Poinsettia Bowl?
No.
No. That's how I say
I
it.
I missed that bowl game though. I took Middle Tennessee State. Let's keep it pushing.
Yeah.
I like this game.
Then you start listening them out if you can read so much.
Boca Raton Bowl, Florida Atlantic, my boy and your boy coaching.
Oh yeah. You gotta take him. Favored by 22.5.
Legend.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
I'm taking that, by the way.
That's crazy.
I bet they exceed that. And guess what else, too?
I'm taking it, too.
Besides Kiffin, your boy playing his last game of his life because he's not going to go to the pros when he left Auburn. You know who I'm talking about. J5, baby.
J5, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Enjoy your career. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Disappointing. I wish he did better. I like the guy, actually.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, they should make every college football player watch Broke.
They should.
Like, I feel like all those guys have never seen that or don't believe they're going to be that.
True.
SMU favored by 5 over La Tech. That's Louisiana Tech, for those of you that don't know. In the DXL Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas. Wow. God, that's like a punishment. You should send the worst teams in college football.
SMU's coach just left.
Yeah.
And he took the Arkansas job.
June Jones?
June Jones is not at SMU.
Was it June Jones?
Hawaii.
I'll ask a third time.
Yeah, no. Gasparilla Bowl.
I thought he went to, it's called the Gasparilla Bowl?
St. Petersburg. Yeah, they changed the name about a year ago.
Good.
So. Temple, FIU, what a great draw for the Gasparilla Bowl.
For those outside the area, we have a lot of people not in Tampa or have never been here or think it's, you know, trash. There's a pirate parade that's like Mardi Gras, our version, but we love pirates here.
True.
So it's called Gasparilla. A lot of titties, I'm in it as a pirate. So a lot of tits you don't want to see, but you see them anyway. Because like Ron White says, do you want to see my titties? Yeah, I do. Then she rolls them back up, licks them.
Wow, what kind of Gasparilla parties you
That's
going
one of
to?
My you see everything.
Excellent.
Shout out to Clemson for my boy Davis. Hell getting on here watching.
Clemson probably going to be in the final, actually. We'll talk about that later.
All right. Yep.
Going up against Mayfield.
Because you love white wide receivers. Temple, short white wide receivers. That's your sweet spot. So yeah. I'm taking Temple.
So am I.
Plus +7.
Yep.
We got Ohio.
UAB. I'm taking UAB.
Yep. That's a 7.5 spread.
Idaho, Central Michigan. I would take Wyoming if their quarterback plays in this game, who's going to be a first-round pick.
You win a sack of potatoes if you win this game.
That's true.
It's indoor, I believe, right?
No hope it's out in the snow, bro.
It is?
Probably, yeah. That's how it always is every year.
It used to be indoor.
No, they play at Boise on that blue turf, I think, man. That's where they play the bowl game at.
Do you know I've thrown a badass touchdown pass on that field?
You have said that.
I need to find that video.
Yeah. It's probably pump fake. Exist. Armed Forces Bowl, San Diego State, Army. I'm going to take San Diego State.
Wait. What'd you do, Wyoming? Pick them?
Yeah, we did that already.
All right.
You know me.
Look, man. San Diego State, Army.
Yep,
San Diego State. Favored by 7. I like correct. Pumphrey.
Yep.
Toledo.
Dollar General Bowl.
I used to hate emojis, and now I've gone the other way. Now I love emojis. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you when I kind of changed my behavior, changed my thought on it.
True.
Dollar General, used to think it was gross and scrubby. Now I kind of like it. We got one down the street from us, which tells a lot of people we're not in the best neighborhood. But you need batteries, dude. $1.
True.
Everything's $1. So
those batteries last four seconds.
Oh,
Tony Hughes joined the pod. What up, Tony?
That's a fake account.
I know.
I don't even know.
Definitely should be here on this pod. Right
Toledo.
Now.
So Toledo, you went Toledo?
Yeah, I'm going Toledo. Kareem Hunt's old school. Why not? Hawaii Bowl, Houston, Fresno State. I'm going to take Fresno State.
I'm going Houston. There's so much talent still there.
Are there?
Last season.
Where was it this year? 7-4.
No coach.
Heart of Dallas Bowl.
You know where I'm going on this one.
I do.
Utah's favored by 6.5. That's
matter.
A spread, but you got to go.
WVU, baby.
You got to go with Better Call Saul, Dana Holgorsen.
But your boy's out for the year. The quarterback, should say Chad's old boy from Florida.
He's now the backup's had enough time to kind of to get in there and get some reps.
Catfish, I don't get it, brother. Explain.
Oh, you got catfish, man.
Who?
You don't know what that means?
I know what it means. I'm saying, why did he put it here?
Because he outed himself. He's the catfish.
How did I not get that?
So does that mean that's a really hot girl that has his account?
Because
usually
know.
It's the other way around.
That's it's a good point.
It's a picture of a hot chick with a dude that I don't know. I don't want to hate on him too much.
Let's ask Tony, who wins the Quick Lane Bowl, Duke or Northern Illinois?
Duke.
You got to go.
I'm going underdog, actually. Cause,
really? Northern Illinois?
I'll take 4.5 points in a 8-4 team.
Listen, this isn't like March Madness bracket pick upsets, man.
Duke had 2 years of a good team, a pretty good team, and then this year was such a drop off.
Anchor down. Are they bowl eligible, Chris? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't see Vanderbilt.
No, I don't.
I see Memphis, which will piss him off. let's see.
No Vowels either, though. So hey.
Yeah. Wow. Who's their head coach now? How many people?
Jeremy Pruitt.
Where did he
defensive
come from?
Coordinator from Alabama.
Bro. Yeah, that is.
We're lucky.
You're very lucky.
Tony says Northern Illinois. I'm taking Duke, Tony. Should have came on the pod to argue your point.
We're giving Tony too much audio time on here.
No, this is good. We're going to ask everybody out here who's sending messages who their final four are. If you want to tell us right
Ooh,
now, please. Type
that's
it
good.
In. We'd love to see that. Tell us your final four because we're about to announce who we got here pretty soon too. So
well, we don't have that Chad. Many people watching literally right now.
There's like six of them in our messaging.
Well, it's Friday night at 10:30, so you know what are you going to do?
The real football fans are out messaging right now. I love this.
But even if you're watching this delayed, you're watching this after we do it. Just
true.
We'll engage with it. We love seeing the comments come in. So
heck yeah!
You want to talk shit to us too? I like it.
I love it.
Yeah. So
except for Chad
and Chad and Steve don't know how to change the comments to them. Doing the comments, so it just comes from our profile as a whole.
Love
our,
that
our page.
I love
so,
that.
So it looks like your dad's comment.
I don't want to. I don't want to be selfish and put under my own name. I'm trying to keep it as a team.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
There's no I in triple. Oh, you wait. There is no I triple option podcast. Yeah. There's one, two. All right, let's keep pushing. Pinstripe Bowl. No one cares about Iowa Boston College. Actually, a good matchup.
Yeah,
but Iowa's going to win this game by 10 points.
Yeah, I see my buddy Davis said he has a child and he's not out on a Friday night. We do this for the dad bods.
Ooh,
that's
Tony.
What we do.
Clemson, Bama, Oklahoma, Georgia. Well, yeah, we know that. Now, who is your champion?
All right, Pinstripe. What you got?
Pinstripe? Well, I'm taking Iowa.
All right. It played in Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah, that's where it is every year. That's the LSU played a couple years ago.
Yeah, who cares? I don't.
Lock up your Final Four. That's a great bold pick, Tone.
Foster Farms. Do you want to just call him? No. Sidebar.
Sidebar. Or, people, podcast. That could have been.
That sounds like a good legal.
We should revive that one day.
We will. It will come back.
Foster
it's
Farms. I don't know what that is, but I'm taking Arizona.
Foster Farms is like factory farm chicken, the kind they put water in. Okay. The ones that are. Like
in that case, I'm taking Arizona then.
Arizona 3.5. Yeah. I'll take Rich Rod, baby.
Yeah, why not? Missouri, Texas in the Texas Bowl. I'm going to take Texas in this game, even though they're dreadful this year.
Texas is so Texas, they have a bowl called the Texas Bowl.
That's true.
I'm taking Texas.
They got their own radio station and TV station. Why shouldn't they?
Yeah.
The Military Bowl, Virginia Navy. Do you bet against the Service Academy in the Military Bowl? That's the question.
Well, do you bet against the title of this podcast, the Triple Option?
Because Navy runs to a T. Guess what? I'm taking Virginia. Yes, I do.
I'm taking the gadget offense of Navy.
Which is actually a solid pick.
Everybody was riding Virginia's dick all year. I don't get it.
Clemson cutting down the nets. That's funny. It's actually a good pick.
Let's go... Wake Forest, 3 favored over Sumlin, Texas A&M.
I'm taking Wake Forest.
You know, he should.
No, Wake Forest.
FSU should have gotten Sumlin. They should have traded coaches.
I'm surprised Taggart got the job.
No, I like Taggart, look, as a pick.
Yeah, but 3 teams in 2 years is such a bad look.
Someone was telling me, oh, you know they're going to merge Florida A&M and FSU now. And I was like, really?
Whoever said that?
No, I was like, really? You can do that? Yeah. I was so like, what?
I'll do the acquisition.
No. They were joking. They're just saying it's all black dudes. It's going to be really black.
No, I don't want to go there. But yeah.
What? Jesus Christ.
You don't want to say that. Come on.
No, but it was like, you know when you're so, like, you're just out of it and you're like, you can do that with college teams?
You can
teams?
Do that?
I didn't know that. Like, the Steagles in the war times, they used to mix the teams, the Steelers and the Eagles.
I love.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Steagles.
I'll tell you, I do think Florida State's going to recruit well under Taggart, though. He seems to be a good recruiter.
I think he's going to steal all, like, the black dudes out of Muck City in Miami in South Florida from Richt. That's my call.
Actually, they're going to be battling for players, man. That's going to be good down
I'm still
there.
Taking Texas A&M in this one.
So am I.
They still
I
have
them
way more talent.
Arizona Bowl, Utah State, Mexico State. I'm going to take Utah State.
I am as well.
Good. Here we go. Florida all right, State, all right, Southern Miss, the let's, Independence Bowl. We're almost
like,
there.
We should congratulate ourselves for getting through that.
Holy Jesus.
That was a lot of crap.
Yeah, that was
bad. Those are all the 1-point games.
We'll never get that time back. I'm going to take Florida State on GP.
You know what? It was with you, though, and it mattered. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. The more you know.
That's right.
Where are we at? Which one?
The Independence Bowl, Florida State beating Southern Miss. I think Florida State wins this game despite being Jimbo-less. I still think that they have too much talent to lose to Southern Miss, but tighter than the experts think. I think this is going to be a field goal game, maybe a touchdown game.
Favored by 15.5. That is
it's not.
Too big of a...
That's what I'm saying. I think it's maybe 3-7 point win.
I'm going Southern Miss.
Dolphineers, Steagles. That's awesome.
Dolphineers?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll do wordplay all day, Brad. Don't tease me. My buddy of mine, Brad Barricott, said Dolphineers versus Steagles. I like that.
The Camping World Bowl from Orlando. It's a terrible name. I'm taking Oklahoma State.
That's my boy Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet, man. He owns Camping World.
Good for him.
He's the shit.
I like The Prophet.
I want to do what he does, but I want to yell at people like John Taffer.
Fair enough.
From Bar Rescue. So think of The Prophet and Bar Rescue mashup. That's what I want to do.
Sounds boring.
Are you serious? You go invest in companies and then you yell at them too?
No, yeah. That I love.
Right, that's the whole show.
I just don't want to own Camping World. Well, I can't say that I wouldn't do it.
Dude, Camping World's legit.
Damien is our CEO. I wouldn't turn it down.
What's up?
So if I was our CEO, I wouldn't turn it down.
No, fuck no.
Get that
you
exit package. All right, let's keep it pushing.
He lives in Florida, so, you know.
We picked a couple of these already. I think we're
Would
down.
Would you go? You go Oklahoma State?
Oh, of course.
Mike Gundy in the mullet?
I got Mason Rudolph throwing 6 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, I like, and I love Washington. As that wide receiver, he's fucking good, man.
For sure.
He's girthy.
Liberty, Memphis, Iowa State. I'm taking Iowa State in this game. Upset.
Iowa State is has upset a lot of teams that they shouldn't
Memphis
have.
Memphis playing at home in their own hometown for the Liberty Bowl.
Their coach left.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't?
No, not for this kind of a team.
It's in Memphis.
I know. That's what I said. They're playing kind of on their home field probably, but I'm still gonna take Iowa State. They live for this.
The Cyclones?
Yeah, the upset.
Yeah, games. I think Memphis will take it easy. I think sometimes that's a kiss of death being at home.
All right, here we go. Top 10 teams.
Too much right beforehand. You get your fuck on. You don't practice. You go on Beale Street too much.
Memphis, baby.
Yeah. Cotton Bowl.
Top 12 teams we're dealing with now.
Ohio Do you think
State,
the Cotton
SoCal.
Bowl name will be illegal? Like the social justice warriors will come down on it?
It would have happened already.
I don't know, man.
Statues are coming down.
The big thing about that's weird. And if the Cotton Bowl, that's kind of one of the things you think about, like Rorschach test. If you had to do that,
I try not to.
I don't either because it's a bummer.
Bringing it up doesn't help. Letting it go kind of lets it ride.
Well, sure, but I mean, there's cotton still out there, you know. But I don't know.
The shirt made out of cotton. Anyway,
it's the fabric of life. But
it really is.
I'm gonna go Ohio State.
I gotta take the Buckeyes here. The problem is Sam Darnold's last game, allegedly.
Guy's a jabroni.
He is.
Yeah.
He'll go to the Jets.
I shouldn't talk shit about a college kid.
I'm taking Ohio State. You shouldn't, but too late. It's on the record.
You know what? If I was here in person, I'd be like, your body language is just douchey to me. That's all.
Penn State, Washington. Does Barkley play?
You know when quarterbacks have like bad like body posture, like they're not confident.
Yeah.
Or like they have this like
That's Darnold.
I don't like that. Like that's what Jimmy Clausen used to have.
Oh my god, his was worse.
The emu.
He was like the makeup of that.
He looked like an emu.
Fair enough.
If you put an emu in Jimmy Clausen, can someone do that while we're doing this live? Can you put a picture of Jimmy Clausen and an emu side by side? If not, I'll have to do it later. But
that's funny.
I thought we've done that before.
I
recycle a lot of jokes.
You probably did do that. That's a good one.
Penn State favored by 2.5 over Washington. That's
Saquon's
one of my.
Not going to sit out. Does one avoid getting hurt for the draft?
I don't get that, but I mean,
this is going to be a shootout.
This is one of my favorite bowl games.
It's going to be like a 48-45 game or something.
Washington
like that.
Was the darling of last year.
I know. They were in the Final Four and got ripped the first game.
I know.
Dog. That's
just like.
That ruined it.
They
for
got
me.
Boo food like training day. You
I'm
ever,
taking them in this
you
game.
You ever had your sheet pushed in? That guy? Remember that guy in
they
training
do.
Day?
I do.
I'm going Penn State.
Really? Good. I'm taking Washington.
I like Peterson as a coach. I think in these big games with Washington, he hasn't done that great.
I just want to tell people at Washington, this is the last great run for a Washington team you'll see in a while because they're about to lose some tremendous players, including their quarterback, and many of the receivers are going to be gone.
Pettis, the best like punt returner and wide receiver they've had.
Combo, yep. A good fantasy player if you do play college, but now he's gone. So.
And they had John Ross 2 years ago. Yeah. Miles Gaskin's gone.
Ross hasn't done anything in the NFL. Played one game this year, one
he's
catch,
hurt.
One
been
carry.
Hurt. He's yep. been hurt. Shut up, I like him.
So do I. I didn't say anything bad about
he's
him.
He's a speedster.
I love him.
Well, you're talking shit.
Orange Bowl, Wisconsin, Miami. I'm taking Miami. I don't care. The U, man. All day.
Yeah, I mean, the U part two just made me kind of.
That's why you're picking this game.
I like being a
great,
side fan
great
of Miami,
pick.
Even though that pisses a lot of people off that don't like Miami. Mm. Like, if you don't like Miami, you hate Miami. It's like.
True. I love Miami.
I
especially
because
Rick
that.
Is there now. I do even more.
Well, because
swag is on the
million. He's just like, look, man, we're going to get some fucking. Some guys that you're probably not going to like in the news, we're going to bring them back here.
But they can ball.
Yeah, they can ball. And I know how to do it.
True.
I hope they don't just go 10-2 every year like he did at Georgia, though.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we talked
that's
about.
That's so crazy. Like, we what if he gets in it. That thing where he can't – it's like premature ejaculation. Like, he can't – he just apologizes at the end of every
yeah,
session.
When, and it comes
I'm
time
sorry,
to climax.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't
I'm sorry.
Follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry. I'll get a towel. Okay. Peach Bowl. Auburn.
This, UCF already talking trash to Auburn, saying they're going to regret playing them. I love this. They're getting hype already.
In a frostless –
No, he's going to coach, he said.
Yeah, but it's
but
different.
Knowing he's leaving.
It's different.
I
right.
Know.
It's totally
it?
Different. Yeah, man. Well, look, bring up the U part two again. Remember when they were like, this Butch Davis guy just left?
Well, I know you're picking Auburn, which is the safe pick, so I'm going to take UCF on GP.
Yeah.
I think these kids fight hard for UCF.
Always bet the opposite of the teams I like.
I want to say playing an injured, depleted roster of Auburn. The problem is you've got time to heal. The game isn't for another couple weeks.
I think we get Petway back, too.
That's what I mean. That's a big UCF hasn't seen a combo like Petway the problem and with that, carry on.
The problem with our game
year.
With Georgia is carry on played hurt.
Yes.
And that actually is a Trojan horse. That hurt us more. We should have just played backup running backs the whole
time. Stidham, if you want to go in the top three rounds of the draft, you gotta throw for 350 and three touchdowns against the UCF defense. Just want to make sure he knows that. If he doesn't know already, I'm putting it
it's
out there
doable.
For him. I mean, he wants to go in the first three rounds.
They're not the defensive specialist school. You know?
Well, that's what I'm just saying. I hope he does it.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I'm taking UCF though.
His story, speaking of body language, like we were talking about this off mic, sometime in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
The Auburn quarterbacks that you knew we were going to suck: Jeremy Johnson, Cody Burns, that guy in 2009 that we did okay with.
That guy.
Sean White. They all look scary.
I thought White was the guy you're talking about from
09. No. I there's too many names in my head. There like is. College football players. And comedians, there's just too many in my head.
I saw how you go that guy from 2009 that we thought was good.
We did well with him. I forget his name. He looks like my buddy Jimmy. That's all I can remember right now. these guys look timid. Like, they look scared to throw the ball.
Yeah, it's not sure of themselves.
That's what Stidham looked like in the beginning. I think it's an interesting story to watch him throughout the season that no one's really bringing up. Like, he was scared to make decisions. And that's when you throw picks.
Yeah, but it's a new offense. He only had one. This is only a year playing for Auburn.
I get it, but now like he still will throw it away a lot.
Oh, he's gotten better. He's got more confidence.
But
he'll
throw five balls out of bounds a game.
True.
And like I always like the fan in me, like the lizard brain fan in me is like, come on, fucking do something. Like, you know, like a kid in me is like, don't fuck it. Come on.
You know he's
cool.
Making the right decision.
I know.
It's nothing
I know.
Brady would do.
If I was a coach, I'd be like, yeah, do that all day. Yeah. But as a fan, it's like, eh. It's
right,
not
go.
Sexy.
Big four. Here we go.
Rose Bowl.
Oklahoma. You got to go with Oklahoma.
This is
hot hand.
Pasadena. Right, yeah. Man, beautiful sunset at 5 o'clock. Yeah. As I recall, watching Auburn get smoked at the end by FSU.
Yeah.
It's not a fun game, by the way. Of the big bowl games to go to, it's kind of the worst one because you got to go like 45 minutes away from all the shit that you're going to go see in L.A.
True.
So you're like kind of stuck. Well,
Pasadena's a beautiful area, though.
It is, but it's cool. Like, if you're doing, like, a day date with your wife. Like, it's I used to work out there, man. It's like
I know you did.
Shout out to Rabbit Air, I guess.
You threw passes on the Rose Bowl field. I'm just kidding.
I've been on that field, and I've been to the market. They do, like, a flea market deal on Saturdays early in the morning.
Word.
Yeah, so...
True.
You're welcome, all you listening out there. Georgia.
You're taking Georgia?
Over Oklahoma?
No way.
I don't know, man, because I can't get a read on them from that last game against Auburn. I can't.
It's so hard because this is the game Oklahoma generally loses when they make it to the Final Four.
I feel like Oklahoma's going to shit the bed.
I feel like it's time for them to make it. I think they're well-refined at all positions.
I feel like this is where coaching experience
tight
comes
end,
in.
They have more seniors than most teams. I think they're actually ready to do this. I think they're going to win this game.
And I think Kirby Smart, if you give him a little bit of time, he's
a
good
schemer
on defense.
But it's his old team.
What?
Kirby Smart. Playing against an Oklahoma team.
Are you already picked your next?
Yeah, sorry.
So you went Georgia
excited.
And Alabama?
I was
so be in the
next
round? Right.
But I'm not. I'm going with Oklahoma. I made my final decision.
I'm going Georgia.
Okay.
Rightfully so. SEC. I think the 1-2 punch of running backs, too.
I can't bet against Mayfield right now. I just can't.
I know. I like the guy. I like the guy because he parties and he's sensitive. He reminds me of Bert Kreischer, the comedian. Because Bert will get sensitive and cry on stage or like tell an emotional story. But he'll also party and be the most fun guy you'll ever hang out with.
Nice.
And they're both good at what they do. Alabama, favored by 2.5 over Clemson, the number one team in the country.
God, I don't know. I'm still torn this pick, man. I seriously
Kelly
don't
Bryant's
know.
Kind of that factor that people still don't know about. I don't know why. I mean, I feel like he's proven himself all season.
Everyone knows about him. That's not what I'm worried about. It's just picking against Saban in these games and makes me nervous. You know?
I know, but they're still not going to have all that linebacker depth back.
You're true.
That was a big game. That was a big part of that.
They don't
Iron
throw
Bowl.
The ball extremely well, but they will run the ball. They will quarterback at the running back position. They'll grind clock out. They'll keep Kelly Bryant off the field. The question is how much can they keep him off the field? I still think I'm going to go with Clemson in this game. Like Tony said.
So the last, the game I saw last is obviously the Iron Bowl, and I watched it intently, and I watched it with pants off later. I watched the replay, and the thing with that is, when I was talking to our former co-host, and you're always welcome back whenever, Tommy.
Yes.
And an Alabama homer, we were talking at Armin, our other former co-host.
There it is.
At his wedding last Saturday, I was talking to him. Yeah, people
Oklahoma.
You got to get closer to the screen, I think.
I don't really want to see it, but it's a wrap.
Yeah, but you only pick winners. No spreads. That's for legal purposes.
No spreads for legal purposes.
So we were talking about it. It was like, I can't figure out if Auburn won that game straight up or it was more Alabama kind of like having a lot of miscues.
No, I don't want to hear that.
I don't know.
Auburn won that game straight up.
They did. Ultimately, I think that. But
Alabama
they had a
apologist
lot of,
would say something like this.
What, I'm not Roy Moore. Like,
no, I'm talking about. Oh. I'm talking about you know who, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an Auburn apologist.
Oh no, I threw the question out there.
I know, but I'm just saying for him. Oh, you did.
Yeah. Because they had so many. Yeah, that's timely.
I know.
I read the news
too soon.
I heard one story about that.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Just
yeah.
keep it
he's
up there.
He's going to keep trying to fight that he lost the election. God, that guy's a piece of shit.
I know. Let's keep moving.
It's my opinion. It's free speech. I can do that all day.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not scared of that. Come at me, Roy. Come at me, bro.
He might.
I don't care. What for what? I didn't say anything wrong. I just said I don't like him. It's an opinion. It's not a fact.
It's true.
It's not libel.
It's true.
It's not slander.
I say libel is a written word.
Libel's written. Yeah. Slander's.
I don't know why it could have been libel, but anyway. Slander's.
Well, no, we're going to print this transcript out. Oh, okay. Dragon Dictate.
You didn't say that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever.
Man, you're going to love Dragon Dictate. I guarantee it. It's like Men's Warehouse. I'm going to go Clemson.
Stop there either. Clemson, good.
You don't like $150 suits?
I don't. Correct.
That break immediately when you get them?
I don't.
All right, so you've got the opposite of what I've got. I've got Georgia going against Clemson. You've got Oklahoma going against Alabama.
No, I got Oklahoma going against Clemson. I changed my mind.
Oh.
I have it written right here. I didn't change right here.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, so Oklahoma, Clemson for you. Mm-hmm. We both like Clemson, obviously.
But who's your champ? Clemson? My champ's Oklahoma. God, it's a reach. I know it is. Don't even have to tell me about it.
I don't know. Now I kind of
want
to go
picking what
Oklahoma.
I want. I know. I'm picking what I want to happen. I want to see it. Clemson's won it. Alabama's won it.
So what do you want to see? What do you think's going to happen? This is the highest. This is what we talk about with the Heisman.
I think
always
it's
want
be...
to tell you who should be there first, and then I'll tell
okay,
you
good. Well,
who
I think
will
it's gonna
be.
It's going to be Alabama, Georgia, but I don't. I want Oklahoma, Clemson. I want Oklahoma to win the whole thing. I think Alabama wins if they play
Georgia my vote.
In the final.
I'm flipping my Georgia vote to Oklahoma.
There you go.
I'm going to go Oklahoma just for funsies. I think Clemson will win, but I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Interesting.
I know that doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't, but who cares?
You know,
no, nothing about this bowl picture makes sense.
Well,
the Final Four, people are still arguing, isn't even accurate, so who cares?
I'm hoping a Baker Mayfield kind of inertia in a good direction is going to take it. Like like surfing and riding a really good wave.
Sure.
Like, I think, like, you see
never
in
the, done it.
You're seeing it in the NFL, right? Like,
yeah.
You see, like, that playoff six seed that used to never be shit, and now the last 10 years, a couple have won Super Bowls, right? So I think kind of in college football, there's just not as many, you know, rounds.
Right.
But I feel like you can get that inertia.
And more teams in college than who have shot in the pros to make it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And Baker, I feel like still, even though the Heisman was there, I feel like he's still got small dick syndrome. Some people call it Napoleon syndrome for short, guys. I say it's small dick syndrome.
Or walk-on syndrome.
Was he a walk-on?
Everywhere he's went, he's been a walk-on.
Everywhere he's went?
He had a walk on Texas Tech, and he had a walk on Oklahoma.
Oh, he was at Texas Tech.
That was the whole thing I've been talking about with Cliff Kingsbury. That's why I said Cliff was partying with him after.
I just thought they were both party dudes.
Shit, come on. You got to know that.
I forgot, man.
It's all good. You got a lot to know.
Look.
And you're worried about Auburn.
I didn't read my Phil Steele magazine this year, and it really.
The first year, you probably never read it.
I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
We didn't get him on the podcast like I should have.
That would have been dope. Next year. There's always next
year.
He's
in Orlando. We can get him.
It's just like Auburn Tigers. It's always next year.
Fuck you.
Or Vols.
Well, yeah. That's
not even in the
that,
bowl eligible.
True. All right, so just read them all out again. And yeah. All right. That's,
we're shutting it down.
That's been the pod. I mean, look, the games start in like 12 hours.
Yeah,
so
they are what they are.
I'm going to put some Facebook ad money behind this so this gets out there.
The haze in the barn. It's done.
We have time for a cigar in Cigar City? Still?
Yeah, I think we probably do. All Baker, right. Don't let me down, man. Let's get this done.
Why don't you give our plugs while I get our outro music going? And
sure, I have no plugs at all, but give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. We always want to hear from
you. Are you still handling our Twitter account
of
with
course,
some stuff?
Of course. Always tweeting. Not really. listen, we're on Stitcher, Podbay, not really on anywhere else.
Wow, you are not on your game.
I just want to have a cigar. Now you're gonna lie to you right now.
What?
We're out.
Whoa, whoa. Thanks for hanging. This was a sloppy one.
Real sloppy. No prep.
But we love you all the same.
Love you more.
Bye.